Danger looms heavy over Palestine. Israel's production of the end times in Gaza is an enactment, an rehearsal, an attempted prefiguration of another end to come. If it is to be resisted, this danger must be diagnosed and named. What to say of this settler colonial drive to incessantly start from scratch, to repeatedly empty the land of its Palestinian inhabitants, to insistently wish them out of existence, to tenaciously preempt the revolts of the colonized, nay, to prevent the thought of revolt. What does this relentless destruction disclose about the present and the future danger facing Palestinians from the river to the sea? And how does one mark this danger without reproducing its terms, affirming its destruction, indeed taking on the position of the genocide? The news media designation, quote, the Israel-Gaza war, unquote, does not allow for comprehending this danger, but neither do the more critical formulations pointing to state violence, apartheid, and even genocide. These are all attempts, laudable and significant, at describing and opposing Israel's subjugating and exterminating drive unleashed against the Palestinians. But even these formulations fall short of diagnosing the repetitive violation of an already violated land and people, the ongoing destruction of a life fashioned from the ruins of earlier colonial desolations, the reprise of military raids in the hospitals that house the wounded from the same raids, and the insistence on transforming the largest open-air prison in the world into an open-air death camp. By centering the colonial mass killing of civilians and the apartheid-based government of the remaining living, these formulations do not catch up with the repetitive, cyclical rhythm of Israel's obliteration machinery. Attention to this rhythm reveals Israel's desire to wish Palestinians out of political and historical existence, to eradicate their historically cultivated way of life, to render them soulless bodies, to obliterate the conditions of the Palestinian inhabitation of the land. In short, the desire not to govern Palestinians. To diagnose the looming danger, a sense, however intricate, of the details of the catastrophe in Gaza is necessary. These details fade when the images and reports from Gaza have become indistinguishable, even consistent and totalizing. But this totalization is not the outcome of the catastrophe as much as its modus operandi. Catastrophizing totalizes to paralyze. Against this totalization, we may wish to find political instruction not in the hallowed ideals of an international order, but in the details of the catastrophe. Children who have no surviving family members, mothers who have lost their children, men who have ceased to be reliable witnesses and victims, elders reliving past forced displacements, injured girls dying from pain, bodies wrapped in bags, schools turned shelters and then death quarters, mass graves, dismembered limbs, disintegrated buildings, emptied neighborhoods, leveled streets, wrecked schools, fallen trees, squashed infrastructures, flattened surfaces, banished shades, ubiquitous debris, blood that springs from the dust, land and limbs saturated with the two primary colors of destruction, gray and red. There are also the 1.7 million uprooted, forced to move south to a yet smaller territorial stretch. Many of them are murdered along routes of supposed safety, while others are forced to leave behind loved ones unburied. Then there are the teachers, doctors, bakers, cooks, journalists, nurses, morticians, civil servants, volunteers, workers, and so many others. In their steadfastness and commitment to others, they have an intimate knowledge of the disaster and its collective, yet detailed, manifestations. May these details tell of the danger not restricted to the killing of civilians, but to the colonial desire to obliterate a place and its history, to evacuate the souls of the living, and to diminish the number of the governed. They also tell of formations of anti-colonial steadfastness and resistance from the rubble. The Siwrish legal experts call the obliteration in Gaza genocide, which is the gravest of all crimes under international law.